From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi security forces have retaken most of the city of Fallujah from the so-called Islamic State group. Coalition airstrikes continued to pound IS targets, hitting two tactical units and destroying six heavy machine guns as Iraqi special forces took over what had been an Islamic State command center. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced on state television that Fallujah had returned home to Iraq. He said our brave troops tightened their control over the city and there are still some pockets that need to be cleaned out within the coming hours. He then spoke directly to Islamic State fighters, saying that their leaders had abandoned them and had broken their promises. Islamic State had held the city since 2014. At least seven people were killed in Syria by renewed Syrian government airstrikes on the city of Aleppo. The activist Local Coordination Committee said seven people were killed around the city's Khatrij, that is, neighborhood. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at nine. The Syrian Air Force has been waging a fierce bombing campaign on Aleppo's eastern section, which is under rebel control. The rebels have attacked the western half of the city, which the government controls, with rockets and mortars. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria. The secretary suggested that the Russian military did not properly use a communication line established between the two countries to prevent unsafe U.S. and Russian air operations over Syria. This is VOA News.